Good morning, greetings from the El Campo, Texas Ecclesia. I'd like to start off this morning, if you please, with the 23rd Psalm. If you bow your heads, please, and if you'd like to join in with me, please feel free to do so. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our topic this morning is about the I Am, the Good Shepherd of the Lord. God was a great shepherd of his people, whether of the individual or of the nation. The Lord is my shepherd. Great Shepherd King wrote in the well-known 23rd Psalm, and God was everything unto David that David was unto his sheep. Israel was God's flock. He was their shepherd. In Psalm 78:52, the psalmist wrote concerning the deliverance from Egypt, that God made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. Later in their history, men were appointed to perform the work of a shepherd on God's behalf. I'd like to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 6 and 7. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, why have you not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt they say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from the following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. Thus the shepherds of Israel were the rulers, the judges, and the kings who ruled, or should have ruled, as God's representatives. Men like David were few in history, God's people, but a contemplation of David's reign and the reigns of their faithful kings demonstrates what great influence such men had over the flock of Israel. During the reigns of such shepherds, the flock was fed with the truth, led by careful example and loving discipline in the ways of faithfulness, which brought the blessing of God upon them. On the other hand, during the time of Ezekiel and Jeremiah, the many worthless shepherds in Israel's history exerted a bad influence over the flock. I'd like to turn to Jeremiah 23. Verse 1. Woe be unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastures that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of the countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. A king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. A reproof of the shepherds, the good providence, God's providence for his flock, and the kings of Christ, kind of the subtitles of Ezekiel chapter 34. I'd like to go to Ezekiel 34. Starting with verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe to be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, and not the shepherds feed the flocks. The prophet lists the failures of the shepherds. Although Israel was God's flock, it was a nation of men and women afflicted by sin. They were diseased, sick, broken, driven away, lost. All figurative descriptions of a people overwhelmed by sin. The shepherd rulers should have attended to their spiritual needs and led the people back to God, but instead, with force and with cruelty, have you ruled them, even to extent of plundering the flock? For in verse 3, ye eat the fat, ye clothe you with the wool, you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. Diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, and neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force, with cruelty, have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was watered upon all the face of the, scattered upon all the face of the earth, and some did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the words of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for the flock, but the shepherds feed themselves and feed not my flock. Consequently, the state of the flock went from bad to worse because they did not receive care from the shepherds. So the prophet lays at the feet of Israel's shepherds the responsibility for scattering the nation. They were scattered because there was no shepherd. In verse 9, therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to come feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth and not be meat for them. Judgment is therefore pronounced against the rulers. In verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed them any more. The work of Israel's rulers was finished, as Ezekiel had proclaimed in Ezekiel 21. Verses 26 and 27. Thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem, take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. In Ezekiel 34, verse 11, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among the sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and scatter them from the countries and bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and strong, and I will feed them with judgment. And as far as for you, O flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pastures. But you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust with side, with shoulder, and pushed all the disease with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore, I will save my flock, and I shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between the cattle and the cattle, and I will set up a shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. The work of shepherding was performed by manifesting himself as a shepherd through his son. This great work was foretold in the words of Jacob when he declared in Genesis 49, verse 24, But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Thus, a basic knowledge of the fundamental doctrine of God manifestation opens up the teaching of Ezekiel that Yahweh became the good shepherd by manifestation in his son. Thus it was that some 600 years later, Jesus, seeing the multitude of Israel in Mark 6, verse 34, was moved with compassion toward them because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And in John chapter 10, start with verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and are known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. In verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entered by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. In verse 16, and the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And in verse 28, I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Thank you.